Oh, that's right. We're right here, Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon. How you doing, everybody? Hey, hey, hey. It is time for Meet Me at the Diner. And today, my very special guest is Dwight Long, the City Gardener. How you doing today, Dwight?
Doing pretty good, Ann. How about yourself?
Well, very good. I tell you, the topiaries this year have looked spectacular, Dwight.
Well, we appreciate that. A lot of hard work went into it. People don't realize that it is we work on these things all year round.
Sure. Not only that, this year you actually took some of them out to the links of Stony Point, so that was double transportation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was interesting. It was interesting, let's just say that, because that was a long drive for these things.
Yeah. I bet you had people looking at them when they were driving by and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some of them didn't like it because we were going slow.
Right. But the, let's see, what did we have out there? The elephant, right?
The elephant, the large and the small elephant. Then there was the horse.
Yeah.
We had the giraffe and butterfly and swan were out there.
You know, I think I like where the giraffe is. When you're coming into the city, it's just kind of looking at you. I think that was a great idea.
I appreciate that. That's where I wanted it. And we figured that what better way to greet everybody is to see the giraffe, 15 feet tall, you know.
Right there with the stoplight, you couldn't hardly miss it. Yeah, it was
if you missed it, yeah. It's good. It was a good location for him.
Sure. And I know that what's her name? Lily the Mermaid?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Now, that was an awesome undertaking. I must say, a rather curvy mermaid.
Definitely. Definitely. The sponsor, let's see, is it Piedmont?
Plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Making sure everybody's looking good, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you needed those curves and everything to
definitely
work with. Yeah.
Definitely.
And that water feature. Oh, my God. I saw you guys working on that for a good couple of weeks, wasn't it?
It was more like five.
Five weeks. Okay.
Right. And the guys, Billy Allen, Jerry Walker, and his crew, they are the ones that need to, because the part that I did,
right,
you can't see.
Oh, okay. Is that the irrigation?
It's all covered up. What holds the water in and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it is such an awesome thing. And, of course, you did a lot of water gardens and this type of thing. So to be able to bring that and add that to what we have here certainly made it extra special this year.
Well, I appreciate that. If you remember the very first year, the water feature that was at the federal building, that was supposed to have been a temporary one.
Right.
And it became permanent. And then the next one we did was also going to be temporary, where the elephants are.
Right.
And then it became permanent.
And we have the turtles.
The turtles. And that was also going to be temporary, and it's permanent. But now this one can't be moved. There's so much so much concrete in that thing. I don't think a tornado sitting over it is going to do anything to it.
Yeah, but it must bring you great pleasure to be able to see these come from, being tired and straggly when they finish up their viewing after the Festival of Discovery, and then of course to nurse them through and bring them back to life another year.
It is when we take them in it. They are kind of scraggly because they're sitting out there without too much fertilizer, without hardly any fertilizer. So they're only going to last so long.
But they are live growing plants, and I think
a lot
of people don't realize that.
That's right. They don't. And most people think that it's just a 3-month job or a 2-month job, and we do it right before the things go out. And that's not the case. This year, we're going to have to rebuild five of the largest that we've got. The tiger is going to have to be completely redone. The gamecock, the elephant, the horse has got to be redone. And what was the other one? There was one more. I forgot it.
Okay.
But, and when I say redone, we pull all the moss out of it. We fix all the irrigation. We put the moss back in, and then we replant.
It's a huge project. I got to tell you, too, I think the tiger looks the best it has ever looked this year.
It needed it.
It needed it.
And we had on that one, I think about 7 or 8 different type plants.
Yeah.
And next year, it should look even better.
Wow.
Should be even better. The wood is pretty much decaying that's on it. It's lasted longer than we thought it would last.
So it's going to have all new wood on it, on the back? That's a bark, isn't it, or some type of bark?
On the front, what the tiger is standing on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that front piece.
The base.
Yeah, there's a lot of termites in it right now.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
creating a living space for termites. Great.
That's right. Well, you got to feed them.
Yeah.
If you want them, you got to feed them. If you don't want them, they're gonna eat you alive.
But that brings up an interesting point, too, Dwight. How do you keep all the, because bugs are an integral part of gardening, right? These are gardens on the move. How do you keep them pest-free or pestless, if you can use that word?
Right. Pestless is a good one. I haven't heard it, but that's a good one.
Okay.
Well, there are different ways of doing it. When they're outside, the outside pests are ones that I really don't worry so much about it. I would be more concerned with diseases on the outside than I would anything else. But outside, there are going to be some beneficial insects that will take care of the bad ones. Now, in the greenhouse, it's a totally different story because it is enclosed. You don't get the beneficial insects coming through.
Sure.
And so any insect or pest that we do have, they will procreate quite freely.
Profusely.
Yeah, profusely. That's really good. One aphid, you could have one aphid one day and 6,000 the next day, it just seems like. So you have to really stay on top of them. And we spray them with chemicals. Mm-hmm. To keep them from doing that. And you have to rotate the chemicals, too, because some of the pests are, resistant to some chemicals.
Sure.
And so those stay behind, and then the chemicals that you were using, we're not going to be able to use them continuously on them. So you just don't want those to, and they will destroy a plant in a skinny minute.
Sure. Well, they've got perfect conditions, don't you, in the greenhouse?
Oh, definitely.
Well, I mean, that's what it's all about.
And that's all of them, too. I mean, we've got aphids, spider mites, thrips, mealybugs, and I've seen a little bit of scale this year, but those are your major pests that you do have to deal with.
Sure. So when you're looking at the topiaries, and not only that, y'all used to buy your plants, right?
That's right.
You used to just order them, and now you actually grow them right there in the greenhouse. And I think, don't you have a couple other places where you actually grow things, too?
Actually, it's just the green. We've got the two greenhouses. The main one is the one where we keep the topiaries.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a hoop house. Excuse me. That's where we do the propagation.
Oh, okay.
And so we can take any plant and we can propagate it. Well, I'm not going to say any, but we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. We can do it.
That is pretty awesome. Well, the one thing about it, it's not just the topiaries. It's the trees. It's the gardening. It's the flowers. It's the things that are crawling up, but the vine stuff crawling up on the stairs, going up the stairs and everything. I had some friends here from New York, and they live in the city, and of course they have the gardens right there, and they do beautiful work and everything, and they were blown away. The guy was taking pictures of every topiary and just going, this is awesome, this is awesome. So it was great.
Well, it's good to hear that people from out of state or seeing them, and that's good.
Absolutely. Well, listen, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Ah, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Meet me at the diner right here, 4 to 5. Today we have the city gardener, Dwight Long. And I tell you what, every year the topiaries have just grown and grown. From that very first year where K-Self, Catherine Smith, and you were out there 9, 10 o'clock at night, or you'd drive downtown and you'd see Kay and Catherine planting and putting little flowers in because you didn't have the irrigation or stuff.
That's right.
It certainly has changed up a whole lot.
It has. The first year, 13 topiaries.
Yeah.
And that was before I came to work here at
right,
the city.
Right, that was volunteer work, wasn't it?
That was volunteer work, yeah. And I was working up at Knox Nursery at that point.
Right.
And we spent, the master gardeners spent a lot of time on these topiaries.
Yeah.
And to hear the comments from the people as they walked by, that was really the, that was pay in itself.
Yeah. Because they were so impressed.
And, they were.
And yet when you look back at what they were with what they are today, you kind of go, well, that were nothing. But it
right.
was so awesome to have that. And it certainly has set Greenwood apart from everybody else as far as festivals mm-hmm. and whatnot.
I think so.
But you do so much more than just the topiaries. Of course, we've still got the topiaries out. And, you know, it's got to make you feel good if you drive uptown there in the evening. You see people walking all through and people taking pictures. Mm-hmm. I know we had a little bit of incidents of some vandalism with the
elephant.
With the elephant. Yeah. And you said something about the Jeep.
Right. I noticed today, I don't know when it occurred, but I believe somebody cut the irrigation to get the door open so that they can put the kids in and have pictures made.
Sure.
Well, that's not what it's for.
Yeah.
And it was a little bit upsetting to see that.
Yeah,
it's the Master Gardeners did this Jeep this year, and it's incredible.
Yes.
It's had more detail on it this year than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they just did a great job with it.
Yeah. So will you have? Can you go in and fix it? Can you replace the line?
Or? Oh, yeah. We can fix it. It's just a...
Why should you have to?
Why should we?
Yeah.
That's right. And somebody cut the irrigation on the Tiger, too.
Oh, wow.
This past week. I don't know why people just like to do it, but kids are kids, yeah. And they're just going to do it.
Excuse me. Well, that is certainly a shame, but overall, I guess we did pretty good this year. Now, but you do so many other things all year long. I mean, from the trees, I mean, we've got new trees, we've got trees that have been pruned and whatnot.
Right, right. I think that over the years, I'm close to 5 years being here. And I think that I've pruned somewhere in the neighborhood of 500 trees. That's what been taken care of, all the oaks downtown, plus all of the crepe myrtles that we have in the other locations, and plus the new trees that we have.
You keep adding new trees.
That's right.
Yeah.
And hopefully we continue with different trees, not just the same. We want to see some different trees, different colors in the fall, and trees that are better suited to the city environment.
Well, they have, there is no question about it. It looks marvelous. It's excellent. And the work that is done on this day in and day out, I mean, it takes more than you to do this. You have quite a staff,
oh,
too.
Yes, yeah. Well, it's not a huge staff, but we've got 5 people that work with us as a core group, and then we can draw on other people within the organization as we need it.
And, of course, with the Festival of Discovery coming up, now you got CPW putting lines down and getting ready.
No comment.
Does it destroy some of the stuff that you guys work hard on?
Oh, yeah. And then some, the irrigation, I've had to repair a little bit, and Eric Leary's had to repair quite a bit. So, when you start digging in a area where you don't know where the irrigation is and there are no as-built drawings.
Sure.
Then you you just have to take pot luck. Either they hit them or they don't.
Well, and they're going to have all those barbecue places all up and down Main Street. So
they're
going to have lines all the way up and down there.
And that's what all this work is for.
Right.
It's to make it easier to hook up. It's going to be less work for the people as a whole to make everything work.
Sure. But it is amazing how much work it does take to do all this.
Yes, it's a huge amount of work.
And I think sometimes, you know, I think we all have the impression, this is just like you see a garden in a magazine and you go, well, I'd like that in my backyard, right?
Oh, yeah. I would love to have it in my backyard, but I don't have time.
Sure. But you look at that and you go, well, this can't be that big a deal. And then you go and talk to a master gardener or something and they say, oh, well, you got to do this, you got to do that. And then you go, are you sure that plant's going to work there and this type of thing? It's a whole lot more.
Right. If you're willing to spend 60 hours a week on a garden like that,
yeah,
then you can have one like that.
Oh, come on now, Dwight. We all see it on TV. It's instantaneous. You roll out the sod, you put the flowers in, boom, bam. And
It's amazing that they can do that on TV, but you see what happens is a week later,
right,
you got all these weeds popping up everywhere,
yeah,
and you cannot get hold of those weeds. You can't catch up.
Right.
They're just there, and they're going to make you angry.
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of that, people that have gardens this time of year, you know, so far, I guess, water-wise, we're doing okay as far as rain and everything. Are we keeping things pretty good?
Well, things are dry right now.
Okay.
I don't know if we're officially in any kind of a drought or anything. I know the lake levels are up.
Right.
But still, all I can base it on is what I'm seeing around the city here. And
they kept saying we were going to have all these thunderstorms, and then we never get them.
Well, they go north and south of us.
Yeah.
It's hard for them to come up Maxwell.
It's hard for them to come up Maxwell. Okay.
We just need them to come up Maxwell a little bit more often, and I think we'd be okay. Yeah. But we're dry downtown.
Yeah. So, and when you're watering and everything, you know, that the things they have come up with now to be able to test the water to make sure it doesn't overwater. I mean, I understand they even have irrigation systems that when enough water has been sprinkled on, it actually cuts off.
That's right. Well, they have the latest and greatest is the satellite systems, where they get their information from the local weather service.
Right.
And that's how they The controllers are automatic, so it's based on temperature, based on humidity, based on just the amount of water that's already been dropped in that area. And it's just purely automatic. As long as it's raining, as long as the conditions are right and proper amount of water, that's it. Then the sprinklers won't come on.
Wow. Well, these are some of the neat things that Dwight is very up on, and I tell you what, he has spent 5 years, blood, sweat, and tears doing this.
No tears until I cut my hand, and that's when I usually show the tears. It's more anger than anything else because I cut my hand.
Yeah. But you do the pruning and everything. People don't put much. I think, you know, it's hard to get those trees just right.
It is. If you go down Oregon right now, I've worked on those trees for 5 years now,
mm-hmm.
and I've finished up some pruning again. And I remember 5 years ago talking to somebody saying, okay, this limb in a few years is going to be cut. And this year I finally got to cut it. But it takes constant effort. You can't just turn the trees loose, especially in a street environment, and hope that they're going to look good, because they're not. They're going to go to their natural state, and trucks are going to back into them, knock the limbs off. We have to prune them in a way that is safe for the public.
Sure.
We don't get to let them do their natural thing, so we have to make them look that way.
Sure. You know, and one of the other things is that, you know, if you didn't have the background of a master gardener, I mean, that's been invaluable too, hasn't it?
It has, but I knew a lot of this before I became a master gardener. Master gardener it gives you a little bit more information as mm-hmm. far as what the local plants are and how to take care of them and so forth. And pruning is definitely, I call it an art.
It is an art.
It's something that I've done quite a while, and I really enjoy pruning. I like to prune something you can't see you've got a little bit of its natural look,
mm-hmm.
and then but you still have it clean looking. I don't like the hedge, the sheared hedges and so forth, unless you're going to do a traditional topiary
right.
yard. But I just like for it to be a little bit more natural.
Yeah. I think it's great. Well, we are here with Dwight Long. Hey, if you got a question for Dwight, I know one of the things, Dwight, that you think is very, very important is getting that soil checked.
Definitely.
To know what you've got in your soil or what you need to add to your soil, depending on the plants.
That's right. And you should really get that done, get a soils test. And let's say 6 months prior to the growing season. So you really want to do it back in December time frame. And that would be with the Clemson Extension Office. And you're looking at me saying, okay, what is that telephone number? Well, I don't know that telephone number is, but it's in the book, the phone book.
Sure, but you can take it over there. Now, is there a charge for it or not? Or is it a minimal charge?
I think it may be $6.
I think you're right. I was thinking $6, yeah. Right. But it certainly tells you all the things, what you need to add to it. And sometimes we just get into every year we're going to add this to it because that's what it always needed.
Right, and that may not be the case because you may have a different, you may want to do something different with that area.
Sure.
A different idea as to what you want to do. Instead of centipede, you may want to put something different down, maybe fescue or Bermuda, you may want to change it, zoysia. So, and it could be that this area was turf, and now you want to put some shrubs and everything in it. So that soils test still, based on the shrubs types you're going to put in it, and that's going to tell you what you need to do to the soil.
Absolutely. Sometimes it seems a little tedious when they ask all these questions, but you definitely turn out better if you heed the Clemson Extension's advice.
That's right. That's right. And I kind of look at it this way. And water gardening, if you take care of the water, the water will take care of everything else. You don't have to worry about everything else. And the same is with soil. You take care of the soil, and then the plants are going to thrive. But you don't want to put plants in an area that is not going to, it's not part of, maybe don't put a sun-loving plant in the shade. That's what I'm trying to say.
There you go. That doesn't make any sense. Hey, we're going to join South Carolina News in Progress. We're here with Dwight Long. If you got a question for Dwight, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here with Dwight Long, City Gardener. I tell you what, if you have a question about something, Dwight is the man. He knows, and he knows all about the topiaries. Now, y'all did a talk about the topiaries, didn't you, at the federal building about how to irrigate them and everything. Did you have any people that wanted to do their own topiaries?
I think after that talk,
yes.
I think that just kind of squelched anything that they were wanting to do because it's a lot more involved than the normal topiary.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So, somebody was talking about next year, I think the guys at the air show want to have a plane or something.
And they don't realize how expensive these things are.
Yeah.
The frames cost a lot of money, especially the custom. And to make something look good like an airplane, it really needs to be big.
Yeah.
To make it impressive so that people would come along. And the mermaid frame was
$5,000.
$5,000
for the frame. Now, did y'all make that or did you have that made by a company and shipped?
That was made by, and I really apologize for not remembering the name. It was a guy up in, who's got a, does metal fabrication in Due West or Honey Path, one of those up there.
Okay.
And he did the tiger, he did the gamecock, he did all of those that we have there that were custom. So does pretty good work.
Absolutely. And I guess, who draws the plans to these?
I just kind of sketch it out. Now, I don't know who did the original.
Mm-hmm.
I think the tiger was a picture of a statue of tigers, maybe in Colombia, one of the. And so he took that picture and
was able to build
was
the frame.
Able to build it, right.
Now, how much do those things weigh? I mean, you know, like the tiger. I mean, it's got to be pretty heavy, isn't it?
The tiger, I'd say around maybe 1.5 tons, something like that.
1.5 tons?
Yeah, I would say it's got to be at least a ton, a couple of thousand pounds, so maybe more, because it's carrying water along with the metal.
Wow.
And the frame is maybe half-inch steel.
Wow. See, you don't realize that. When you look at these things, you think they're, oh, yeah, you could probably pick it up and move it. I mean, you know, not that big a deal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It is a big deal. Yeah. It is a big deal. And for one, you don't want to get up underneath it just in case the whatever you're using to pick them up breaks. You don't want to be caught up underneath them because it would hurt.
Wow.
And then, that would be a workman's comp.
A workman's comp. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, they as far as the Topiaries, there's not enough that can be said, but what you and your team have done to make this an outstanding place right here in Greenwood. And I know people come from all over to see these. Now, one of the ones that I questioned whether it would be popular or not was the smile one.
Right.
Yeah, where you can stick your head in and look like a flower.
And it surprised me, too, and it was extremely popular.
Yeah?
Yeah, there were people always over there sticking their head through there.
Okay.
I wanted to just tell them, say, hey, one of those has a guillotine in there.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to tell them, and I just didn't want to risk that.
Yeah, but that was
yeah,
pretty
cool. It was.
Yeah.
People were sticking their heads in it all the time. Every time I looked up, there they are.
Now, what would happen? I think that probably we talk about adding new ones, but then again, do we get tired of the old ones?
I think so. I think some of the older ones that were here 7 years ago, mm-hmm. I think we need to start phasing them out.
Yeah.
And getting some different looking ones in here. I think that we can do a lot better than what we've got.
Wow. We can do a lot better than what we've got. Wow.
Yeah.
And that's what would keep people coming back and keeping the festival fresh.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Not just putting new plants in. I mean, this next year we're going to have to rebuild some, and but still it we need to change them out completely. I mean, they've been there a while. Time to get some new ones.
Yeah. You know, I thought the gorilla was really nice with the heart shape in his on his front side there, the heart.
Uh-huh.
I like that. That was pretty cool.
Right. That was Anne. She did that.
She did. That was cool.
Uh-huh. And we had some different plant material in it.
Mm-hmm.
We had some issues with some of the plants. They got diseased, and we had to change them out real quick. But lucky enough, the Alternanthera is a plant that is extremely resilient and easy to root and grow.
Sure. Now, one of the things that you were telling me, I think off the air, that the first couple of years, what the plants themselves, just buying the plants was what, something like $18,000?
Right. That was a couple years ago, mm-hmm. 3 years ago. This year we spent $2,800.
That is a real savings.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
God.
Definitely. And that's just because we can propagate all of it.
Wow.
We can, the plants that we propagate, people don't realize how much money we're saving. We can fill the hoop house with about 12,000 to 15,000 plants. Now, if that was just a dollar a plant, you can very easily see.
$15,000, yeah.
Right, and some of these though are perennials, and then they would bring a little bit more money on the retail market. So you're looking at some of these that are $5. You go down to Lowe's and pay $5-$10 for these plants. But yet we can very easily propagate them and grow just about anything that we want to grow.
Wow. That is what makes a difference in doing something. And, of course, when y'all first started this, you had no idea. I mean,
that
you could do this type. I mean, I think you probably knew you could do it, but that it would be that cost effective to do it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So when you look at the things down there, I hope that what we're talking about gives you a little better appreciation on what it takes to build and maintain and keep these in good shape, because they've now got to stay out another three weeks.
3 weeks, yeah.
With the Blues Cruise, they're going to be ready for a break, aren't they?
Oh, definitely. And hopefully they don't bring in too many pests into the greenhouse. We'll have to spray them as soon as they get in.
Sure, but that's just part of it. And then, of course, you did work with a lot of school kids, didn't you, on helping get these topiaries.
Yeah.
Growing in good shape.
I forgot how many schools we did this year. I was thinking it was maybe 12,
mm-hmm.
and don't ask me to name them.
I won't.
But the kids did great. The kids were great.
It is amazing how gardening has come back around, isn't it, Dwight?
I mean, it is. And the schools are trying to get the gardening interest back.
Yeah.
So it's good. And a lot of the schools are doing vegetable gardens and so forth.
Well, and over there at the Genesis Center, they just dedicated a greenhouse over there.
Yep.
We've got all the community gardens going on around town. I mean, there's just been so much interest, and I think it's great the interest in where does my food come from?
Right.
Yeah. Makes a difference, doesn't it?
Well, when you grow it yourself, it's better.
Yeah. It tastes much better, and you appreciate
fresh.
It.
It is fresh, and you know how much effort you put into it. It's a whole lot cheaper to do it that way than it is to buy it already processed.
Right. All right. Well, we are here with Dwight Long. He is the city gardener. When we come back, we've got more to talk about, so don't you go away. You are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. Right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, I'm here with Dwight Long. You know, Dwight, you were telling me about being down in Atlanta last weekend, and you went to the Botanical Gardens. What's going on down there?
It's incredible. If anybody gets a chance to go down there and see it, I would definitely recommend it because they've got some topiary art and so forth that just runs rings around us, of course. I mean, that's a professional thing down there. What we do is small compared to that. But it's just incredible to see all the different plants. And, you know, I knew a few.
I knew a few
of the plants, yeah. I don't know that many. I probably know around 150 different plants.
And well, that's 140 more than I know. There you go.
But down there were plants that I've just never seen before.
You know, the thing I like about it is it's so open and so expansive. You're not feeling like, you know, you're one right next to the other.
Right. And you can see anything and everything. They've got the orchids. The orchids are absolutely gorgeous. Those things look fake anyway. Orchids just look
they
fake.
Do, yeah.
They look plastic or waxy, but they're gorgeous. But people don't, they water them too much, and they don't need to be watered that much.
They say they're a plant that likes abuse.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, they just leave them and let them go.
Just let them go. They don't, it just doesn't need to have that much care taken to them.
Yeah.
But the other things, the conservatory that they have there,
that's
it's just
beautiful.
Incredible. Yeah, yeah. And they had one, an area that was from Madagascar. And so all of the plants in there, if you back into them, they wouldn't feel good. But it was just incredible to see all of those plants.
Yeah. So if you get a chance, go down there to the Botanical Gardens.
That's
if
right.
you like gardening and everything.
Oh, it's worth it. If you like gardening, it's worth it. Go down there and see it. It's incredible.
Yeah, I think it's been probably 5 or 6 years since I've been down there, but we had a great time, and we just happened to run over it while we were down there in Atlanta, and it was like, well, let's go to the Botanical Gardens. We're right here.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And
I wish
right in the city there.
It is. I wish I knew which road it was on, because when we were leaving the restaurant yesterday, we just went right straight over. It wasn't too far from where we were eating.
Yeah.
And it was, and by the way, the restaurant was good. It was Chinese, and it was incredible. Well, not different than what we see around the Chinese places around here. But
well, I understand you were surrounded by great chefs, so it's
not a
question that you probably would have great food, right?
That's right. Anytime I visit Atlanta with the chefs that I'm visiting, it's incredible food.
Yeah.
Incredible.
So
even breakfast is something special. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, isn't it amazing? Wherever we go, we're always talking about the food.
It is.
It's either if you go to a conference or you do something on your job, the first question anybody asks when you come back, well, how was the food? It wasn't, did you learn anything or anything like that? It's how was the food?
That's right. You got to live.
Yeah.
We all need fertilizer, right?
Yeah.
And that's our bit of fertilizer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, one of the things that actually saddens me quite a bit, Dwight, is that you're going to be leaving us.
That's true.
And I mean, I cannot believe that our city gardener, who has made such a change in what is going on in Uptown, that you are going to be moving to Florida, part of my old stomping grounds down there in Jacksonville.
That's right. That's right. Looking for new opportunities.
Yeah.
We got a job I'm going to, which if you don't have a job, it's a place to go. There are hundreds of thousands of jobs, it seems like, when I started looking.
Sure.
And it's just amazing that that people can't find work, because there's tons of work down
there.
Well,
they used to call it, the Bold New City of the East or something, Jacksonville, Florida. I think that's what they called it. But
I haven't heard that.
But they used to have it on their cop cars. Now, I'm speaking a few years ago, folks.
Right,
but,
right.
Yeah. But they are so expansive and so growing. You're going to be working with their irrigation systems, right?
That's right. Yeah. And it's going from, I mean, we have what, 25,000 plus or minus here in the city of Greenwood?
Right.
And going to 850,000. A little bit of a change.
You're not
going
to get claustrophobic, are you, down there?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, there certainly is a lot to do. You have the ocean right, 20 miles away is the ocean. Now, it's hard to believe that people don't realize the ocean is actually about 20 miles from Jacksonville. You think that Jacksonville's right
on
the coast.
No, no. I mean, you're thinking it's closer than that.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah. I would think that it's probably 10, 15 miles from the center.
Yeah.
I really do believe. I mean, it may be 20, but I'm thinking
it's... We used to live out at Ponte Vedra, so,
right.
You know, by the time you drove in...
Oh, sure,
When I came here and started living here, people used to say, is my job ready? Jewelry job. Is my job ready? I'm coming from out of town. And I'd say, where are you coming from? 96. I just spent like 25 miles just to get groceries.
That's right.
Right.
You can anywhere in Greenwood, maybe 15 minutes.
Exactly.
Now in Jacksonville, it might take you a while. Jacksonville is almost all of Duval County.
Yeah, it is.
And
yeah.
It's amazing how large it is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things to do. This weekend, I'm going to see, it's on the naval base down there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see some fireworks, and they've always put on a good fireworks show.
Yeah.
And if the tide is out, you're on the beach watching it,
right.
And that's great. And then the city of Jacksonville next weekend is they're going to put on their show, and it's a good show too. They do it in the St. John's River, right in the middle. They load the barges up with all of the explosives and light it up. Yeah.
Wow. Well, if you like fireworks, that might be a place to go. I mean, there are some. I mean, like Washington, D.C. does a big one on water, New York City. But I didn't realize Jacksonville had
they do. They
so
do.
Uptown.
They do that right downtown, right in the middle. And it is – last year was the first – Gracie is going to chase somebody.
Oh, she's excited, yes.
Yeah. But last year was the first time that I saw the show that that the city of Jacksonville put on, and it's impressive. And then we went down to the Golf Village to take a look at that show.
Mm-hmm.
So there's probably three of them that right there. And they really put on a good show. It's about 45 minutes to an hour.
Wow. And there's all kinds of shopping and exotic plants. I mean, you get into more of the exotics down there. Even though it's northern Florida, you see a lot more.
Well, you see the exotics for us. They're weeds down there.
Well, there you go. That's true. That's true. Well, I, for one, am really going to miss you, Dwight. I think you've done a fantastic job for the city, and you certainly have made it beautiful. I sure wish you weren't leaving us, but, I understand new things come up and new opportunities, but we here in Greenwood will always miss you.
Well, I do appreciate that, and I'm going to miss Greenwood.
Yeah, you have brought the beauty out in a lot of different ways.
Well, I do appreciate it. Thank you.
And so I certainly hope that you'll be back and that you'll at least check around and say, How's that doing? I guess it would be hard not to do that, wouldn't it?
That's true. The dandelions are going to look good in my yard.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Because you own a house here.
Yes, I do.
You have a house here. Uh-huh. And you have a brother, I guess, that lives down in Jacksonville?
That's correct.
Yeah. Right. So,
and then I've got some other family in Orlando.
Yeah. So you'll be down there at Disney World checking out the topiaries down there. That's where it all started, didn't it?
It did. It did start in Disney World.
Well, yeah.
And Kay and Catherine went down to Disney World to see how they did it.
Yeah.
And what we did was on a small scale, but it's grown, and I think it we do pretty good.
Well, I think that when you look back over this experience, when you look at where it started and where it is today, and, of course, who knows where it'll be 5 years from now. And, of course, we've got the farmer's market that still needs to be that's in progress. But the flowers that you have planted, the climbing vines that come up, the bricks and everything, all the things have been first rate. And we are very, very fortunate to have had you here with us.
Well, I do appreciate it. Thank you.
And all for a job that started out as a volunteer job.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
That certainly is true.
Didn't you start that job at Knox Jewel? At Knox Jewel?
I was at Knox Nursery.
Right.
Working, and that's when we had. That's when I got. Well, I was introduced to it before I started working at Knox Nursery.
Oh, okay.
And that was maybe 8 years ago. Maybe around this time frame, too.
Yeah.
And then I sold it to the Master Gardeners, and then we went from there.
Yeah. So it's been an awesome journey, and I personally wish the journey would continue, that you would be with us. But if it's not in the cards and you've got stars in your eyes to go to Jacksonville, Florida, what can I say, Dwight?
Goodbye.
I guess so. I certainly hope when you do come back up here, though, you'll stop in and see us here at Sharp Facets and stop by the radio.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I'll be here.
Have to give us some of your exploits, the ones you can talk about now.
Right.
So, and make it all come together. But this has been an awesome time to always have you come on and be able to talk to us about all the plants and things that you should be doing. And we're going to miss having you on the radio with us.
Well, it's been fun, and I will certainly miss it, too.
So this is what is happening here. Dwight is going to be going to Jacksonville. Anyways, I don't know what else to say. I don't want to cry, so I'm not going to say anything else. Gracie is already saying, Mom, why are you upset? And I'm saying, because Dwight's leaving us. But you know that you are always welcome back here on the radio.
Do appreciate it, and I'll certainly be back here.
All right. You know, you are listening right here to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Dwight, good luck, and don't be a stranger.
Thank you.
All right.
And I won't.
All righty. Bye-bye.